The topic that we're going to start today, Me'etz Hashem, is the concept of secular dates. Secular dates are that if you take a look, I did a little bit of research of the dating system, of the different dates that have been used historically. So the emphasis is that if you take a look, first of all, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Beizam at Beis, the Beizam at Aleph, the Gemara says that we find, for example, in the Torah, Bachodesh, Hashvi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So originally, they used to count the date. The date was based on when they left Mitzrayim. That's how the Gemara says, how they used to start the counting. But if you take a look, over the historically, what happened was, they would count L'moshel L'shnois Melochim, to the amount of years that a certain person was the king. For example, in Melochim Aleph Perek Vav, it says, Shana Harviyas L'melech Shloim Al Yisrael, the fourth year that Shloimah was the king on Klal Yisrael. Then, as the generations continued, Al Shalom Malchus, they had no choice, they had to start counting to the Shnois Melochim of the Goyim. So, for example, you look in the Mishnah, in Daf Ayin Tes Masecht Es Gittin, the Mishnah tells us that if you wrote a get, and when you wrote the get, you didn't write that it's going to be Lishnois to the king of whichever country you were in. So the Mishnah says, again, it's possible, V'teitse Mizu Imizu. Ad kedei kach. The Mishnah goes in the Somachma that if you had a case where you did not write Lishnois Melochim, it's Teitse Mizu Imizu. Now, what's the reason why they did this? They did this because of Shalom Malchus. If not, the Melucha would be quite upset at the Yidden. Came now, as the generations continued, what happened was that if you take a look at our get is dated, it's dated L'shnois Bria Soilam, to the days of the Bria of the world. So the Tosfos and Maseches Gittin Daf Peyam at Beis asks the Sakasha, how is it possible that a get is dated L'shnois Bria Soilam? Frek Tosfos, you can't date a get L'shnois Bria Soilam. The Mishnah says clearly you have to date it L'shnois Melochim, to the date of the king of the Goyim in that area. So Tosfos answers that's not so terrible, because today the Goyim are not so Makbid. And since the Goyim are not so Makbid today, you can go and you can write the Shnois of Brias Ha'olam. So the Chasam Sofer writes in a drosha, why is it so special to write L'Shnois Brias Ha'olam? So the Chasam Sofer says, because every single time we write the year, we go and we write Tov, Shin, Samach, right? Whatever the year is. So the Chasam Sofer says, what happens is, through this, we're mechazik our amunah in Brias Ha'olam. We say the world is in existence for 5,700 odd years, whatever the amount is. So we go and we reiterate, and we are mechazik in ourselves our amunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam went and made the world. To which comes to a very interesting question. According to that, you'll start the research, we write, and come out most of our documents, we write 2006, right? We write December 3rd, 2006. Now, does anybody here know where does the number 2006 come from? Where does that come from? 2006 to what?
AD.
And what is AD? What does AD stand for?
After the death.
Well, that's the American way of understanding it, and it's correct. It happens to be it's correct, but I'll explain. I'll tell you exactly what AD happens to stand for, and it wouldn't be Lutzarech the Torah in the Besmeresh, I wouldn't say it over. But the actual AD is a Latin word. It's Anno Domini is what it really means. Anno Domini, and that means the year of the Lord, is what it means. And supposedly that means the year that Oisei HaIsh was born. So the Shaila is that if it's really to the year that the Oisei HaIsh was born, right? If it's the year that Oisei HaIsh was born, and so now we're going and we're giving actual credence to the Goyim for what? For the year that Oisei HaIsh was born. So shtel lechor, now you go and you write something on you write a certain date, and what you're actually doing is, you're writing to the date that the actual Oisei HaIsh was born. Now, if you take a look, by the way, I'll give you just a little bit of a history. The present calendar that we have was made by a fellow, a monk, whose name was Exigius. He did it in the year 525, was when he actually did it. He lived in Scythia Minor, which is today Dobruja, Romania. That's where he actually lived. And he was the one that, just imagine, a Romanian made our calendar. He was the one that actually started our calendar system. It leads you, I want to read to you what the Chassam Sofer writes. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Drushes as follows. He writes that Oisin Shekoisvin Laminyan Leidas Hanoitzri, those that write the date based on the birth of the Noitzri. The Noitzri is none other than Oisai Ha'ish. So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. Koisev Choisev B'yatzmoy. He writes and he signs to himself. She'ein loy chaylik b'briyas ha'oylam. That he has no chaylik in the Rebbeinu Shleilam's b'briyas ha'oylam. Oylahem ki gomli la'atzram ra. Woe upon them that they did such a tremendous amount of bad to themselves. Now that really puts you in a very interesting situation, because all of you written out checks and all kind of different things, and usually you've used the Goyisha date, and now you're wondering, what are we actually doing? To take this topic further, the Chassam Sofer only wrote this in Udrasha, and to take this topic further, there's a very interesting tshuva that's written in the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik writes in his tshuva, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, that there was a certain place where they had a Chever Kedisha, and the Chever Kedisha had certain rules. And somebody went, and he was over on the rules of the Chever Kedisha. How is he over on the rule of the Chever Kedisha? What he did was, he slipped in a matzeva into the cemetery on his own. He went to his own matzeva writer. He obviously found a better deal. He got a matzeva shtel a little cheaper. And he went, and he wrote up his own matzeva. And what he did was, he wrote a matzeva in that Beis HaKfaris in English. Not only he wrote an English Beis HaKfaris, English matzeva, at the end, he wrote the matzeva, he wrote an English matzeva, and he signed it off for an English date. So they wrote a shayla to the Maram Shik, if they should remove this matzeva, should they leave this matzeva, or is it enough to just put a little bit of cement over the English date, and to redo the rest of the matzeva on this actual matzeva. So the Maram Shik writes a very strong tshuva, and he writes as follows. He says, first of all, you want to know the matzeva is one of the oldest sources around. The matzeva comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu put a matzeva. And the reason why you put a matzeva is because you want to say that this person that's dead over here, there is still something left from him. And that little, what's left from him, is going to come back by the Oilu Matchil. Yosid Lovoy, this person is going to come back. And Zokta Maram Shik, and when that person is going to come back, what is going to happen? There's going to be a world that is only going to be one Lashon, right? And what Lashon is that going to be? Lashon Kodesh. And Maram Shik writes, Chulila, I mean, this is unbelievable words of the Maram Shik. Okay, obviously we don't pass him this way. But the Maram Shik writes that if the, I mean, you see, the fact is that people have matzevas written in English. He says, if a person has a matzeva that's written in English, then he should know that when it comes to the Oilu Matchia, he's not going to have a shaykhis. He's going to be left down there. Ad kedekach, dvorim of the Maram Shik. But Maram Shik says, you think that's an Aveira? This is an Aveira kefula mechipelas. This is a much greater Aveira. And that is what? That not only he went and he wrote his matzeva in English, he went and he wrote his matzeva with the English date. Zok to Maram Shik, if he wrote the matzeva with the English date, that's a shelach for. This matzeva that's supposed to symbolize that this person is going to come back by Tchias HaMeisim, what is that matzeva telling us? A date that goes back to the Odom HaLoyazi, that is none other than Oisai HaIsh, the Yoshke himself. So Ram Shik says, and if you want to know something, he says, I'll tell you that you over a lav in the Torah. That's what Ram Shik writes. Because it says in the Torah, V'sheim Elihim, Elihim Loshen Choyl, Acherim Lois Saskiri Alpicha, that because of your mouth, that should not be reminded the names of the Avodah Zarah. Now, if you go and you write 2007, Dr. Ram Shik, so what happens? So V'sheim Elihim Acherim Lois Saskiri was reminded Alpicha because of your mouth, right? You go and you give credence, and he brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to say to somebody, I recently went to Toronto. So I called a certain person, asked me to take something for them to Toronto. So I called this person when I was there. Says, by the way, where do I live? Where do you live? So he says to me, you go travel this and this road. Naturally, it was Bathurst, because every road in Toronto is Bathurst. And then he says to me, he says, when you get to this point, make a right, go a few blocks, and when you'll see a big red church on the right side, I'm the house next to that. This person, when he told me this statement, was Oiva, the shame. Because the Gemara says you can't say Shmarli b'tzal avaydazara. You can't use an avaydazara as a marker in order to give you a certain simon. So I bazoi zoktam ramshik loisaskiru. Now the ramshik reads lomdus into the word loisaskiru. Loisaskiru doesn't always mean only mean don't say it. The Ramshik said loisiskir. Loisaskiru means don't let it become reminded because of you. And if you inadvertently do an action that reminds a person of an avaydazara, the halacha is the oiva on loy saskiru. Now, the Maram Shik is a little bit of a stretch because you never actually said anything, but he learns a lomus in the loy saskiru. Comes along the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, and he says, I'll tell you a step further. And he brings down a Minchas Chinuch. And he says the Minchas Chinuch brings down that even when you actually, he says, Enchanami, he says, that over here, he says he has two reasons to believe that Yo'ivan Lai Saskiru, even if you don't read the Ram Shik's Lamas and Lai Saskiru. Number one, he says Yo'ivan Lai Saskiru, because he says, but we know that Ksiva, right, is a machloikis. By Birch Satayr, there's a shayla if Ksiva is Kedibir or not, right? It's in the Simon Mem Vav, there's a big machloikis, the Gro, the Machab, all the other paiskim. But he says, by Avayda Zora, Ksiva is definitely Kedibir. And he says, as a matter of fact, I'll take it a step further, he says. Why do I have to come on to that? It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Lamates Samad Beis, the Gemara tells us that by Machshav, by Avayda Zora, that's the only Avay we punish for just Machshava. So the Beis Yitzchak says, whichever cheshbon you want to use. But Al Kaponim, we have a tshuva of the Maram Shik that tells us that a person that writes a date, or he reminds a date based on the Goyish date, he writes 2006, state the Maram Shik, Yo'iva on Vishem Elohim Acherim Lois Saskiri Al Picha. Dvorim Neflom Ad Moed, which obviously is a pele, because obviously we have to figure something out, because I don't know about you guys, but I've seen some people use the English date. And this whole topic to me was so puzzling, because you start to look into it and you see such chayma, such yisurim, but the fact is we know what's going on out there, so we have to go through the sugi a little bit more to figure out what's actually happening over here. Now comes Reb Chaim Pelagi and Sefer Yofa Lelev, and he has a tshuva, and you think he's going to make it better for us. And he says, what do you think? The issa is lois askiru. He says, nah, I'll tell you. This is another issa, a mefush alav in the Torah. It says, ivachikiseim lois eleichu. He says, a person that goes and writes a date, and his date says on it that he's doing it to the minyan hanoitzri, is oivam v'chikiseyim loy tzeleichu. And he says, as a matter of fact, he says, I'll even find you a mafush v'smach in a pasuk. The pasuk says in Pashas Bolok, ivagoyim loy yischashav. What does it mean, ivagoyim loy yischashav? When you make your cheshbonis, your dates, don't cheshbon like the goyim cheshbon. Okay, so there we go all over again. Now, so you now not only have over here an issa of the Maram Shik, of the Vishem Lehim Achayim Lo Yisaskiru, suddenly you even have an issa of the Rav Chaim Pelagi in Sefer Yofa Lelev that says that there's an issa of, a second issa this is, of Ivachikaseyim Lo Yisaskiru. Oh. Good. You have to see to understand v'chikaseim lo yiseleichu very well. You have to go through a tshuva in the Marik Klal Peiches, very very classic tshuva. The Ramah in Siman Kufayin Ches in Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the klolim in v'chikaseim lo yiseleichu, quotes this Marik. That's his basis, and he basically there's three yisoides. One is what you said, avodah zarah. Two is the Marik was written by a person that was becoming a doctor, and the doctors all wore white coats. He called it a kafa, kuf pei aleph. I imagine it's a cape. They wore a white long cape. So the tshuva over there discusses that, is it the same leisaleicha because you're following the goyim, because the goyim wore white coats. The shloh happens to write the reason why doctors wear white coats, because white is mid sachesed, and a doctor has to be mamshach mid sachesed. That's written in the shloh. But in any event, the point is he breaks it down to three rules. One is avodah zarah. Number two is if it's something which you do which is preetzus, the goyim do things that are preetzus. That's already the first. first one is the Chukseim Daraisa, the second two are the Rabbanon. The third, he says, is if you follow the Goyim blindly, without any tam. So I would say that, I would see, the truth is, you're 100% right. If you take apart Hilchis V'chikseim Leisei Lechi, it's a little hard to understand what Chaim Pelagi was talking about, because this is not Nimshach Achreim blindly, because there's a reason. Because the reason is, because everybody uses the date, and that's the reason why you're using it. So I couldn't agree with you more. However, I would venture to say that Reb Chaim Pelagi is referring to the first Yesoid, which is Choyk Avodah Zorah. Once something dates back into Avodah Zorah, even if you have no source for it whatsoever, even if you have a good time for it, you still have to ask for it. We'll see soon that the attacker, a lot of poison that say, Al-Zuchiksem Leiselechi, they're Mekel. And the main issue is going to be, the emesis, Al-Zuchiksem Leiselechi, is very hard to find in Issa. Because you're 100% right, there is a time for it. The main issue pretty much is because of the first two, the first time we said v'shem lehim achem loy saskiru. The pashas, that is the truth is that if you think about it, it goes even a step further, because there are tshuvas that write, there's an old tshuva from the Chavis Yoy. Let me get to it in a few seconds. The Kitzah Maisa, Lemaisa, you take a look in the Dvar Moshe, which was the tshuva written by the Debretzina, Chelik Ches, Simon Yud Ches, and Simon Yud Tes, very, very strongly asses. He says it's an Issa Goma, he brings down these poiskim, the Satmarov in his tshuvas and Divrei Yoel Simon Tezvov also says, it says that he says that Ra'alai Hamaisa, I don't understand how come people are using the secular dates. But the fact is, we have to take a look into the in the world, right? Like we say, the Gemara says sometimes Poik Chazi, go out and look my Amadabar, what's actually happening over there, and from that we have to obviously find what the Hetayim to use these secular dates are. Now there's an interesting tshuva written in Shas Tshuvas in the tshuva say for Ravadi Yosef, and he goes and he's mechadish that there are, he says, if you take a good look at it, he says that the year of the Lord, supposedly, the 2007 years ago, is a mistake. What's the reason why he says it has to be a mistake? Because if you take a look at the Gemara in Masechtas Soita and Masechtas Sanhedrin, there's two Gemaras, you won't find it in Awashas because the Gemara was censored. It's the Gemara that discusses that Reb Shuvan Prachi had a certain Talmud. The name of the Talmud was Yeshu. And Reb Shuvan Prachi, the Gemara brings down that a person, you have to look in the Chasroinus Hashas to find the Gemara. The Gemara says a person should always be Smol Doicha V'Yamin Mekarev, which means when you have a Talmud, when you want to give a Musa, push him with your left hand, with your lighter hand. When you want to be Mekarev him with your right hand. You got to be Mekarev with the stronger hand and push away with your weaker hand. So the Gemara brings down a story that there was Reb Shuvan Prachi had a certain Talmud whose name is Yeshu. That's what the Gemara brings down. And the Gemara says he was into Kishif and he had all kind of Taivas Royce. The Gemara brings quite a few terrible things he was up to. So then the Gemara says at the end that Yeshu went and threw him out of the Reb Shuvan Prachi went and threw Yeshu out of the yeshiva. After Reb Shuvan Prachi threw him out of the yeshiva, what did he do? He wanted to come back. So the Gemara says he tried a few times, he wouldn't let him back into the yeshiva. Finally, what happened was Reb Shuvan Prachi made a decision, next time he comes, I'm going to accept him. And then what happened was, Yeshu went and he made the decision to himself, listen, this is enough, how many times can I come? If I can't be the Rosh Yeshiva at my yeshiva, I'm going to go be Rosh Yeshiva by the Goyim. I'm going to go move out to a different entity. But he said, I'm trying one last time. Sure enough, he shows up by Reb Shuvan Prachi, and Reb Shuvan Prachi was saying Kriya Shema. As Reb Shuvan Prachi was saying Kriya Shema, so he went like this. Yeshu thought he meant, that's it, please get lost, I don't want to see you anymore. He meant to say, come back after davening, is what he meant to say. And from there in it all, for the rest of the story is history. You know the rest of the story is already over 2,000 years of very painful history to Klai Yisrael. That's what the Gemara brings down. Now, if you do the Cheshbin, it happens to be that Reb Shuvan Prachi lived 170 years before the Churban. It just so happens to be that if you take a look at the calendar that the Goyim made, okay, it happens to be that Oysa Ish was killed in approximately the year 30. The Churban Beis Hamikdash was in the year 70, okay, officially AD. That's when the Churban Beis Hamikdash is. So therefore, they want to say that he tackled the Talmud of Shuvan Prachi, lived 170 years earlier. They went and tampered with the calendar, and they put him in 170 years later. This is what he writes in his tshuva. And the reason why they tampered with the calendar is because they wanted to make the death of the Oisei Ish close to the Chavim Bais HaMikdash, which was written 40 years, that we should believe that the Chavim Bais HaMikdash was as a punishment because of what was done to him. This is what he basically writes in his tshuva. Now, if this is correct or not, is not Pashit. Hashita and the Rishonim say that there were two Yeshus. It was not one, there was really two of them. And if the case, that's the case, there was really two of them, then it's not a mistake. But that's his first suggestion that the year is off. That's number one.
Even the secular historians argue whether the years are right. Most of them say the years are
the year wrong. Is clearly incorrect. There's no question about it. The secular historians write, the word they use is that it's a guesstimate. It's not an estimate, it's a guesstimate. They say it's a shot in the dark, that this fellow Exigius that we mentioned took a shot in the dark. Now, even the Pashtis, it's very hard to learn this whole shot that he writes there. The Pashtis, it is really accurate, but it's a few years off and nobody knows the exact year. Now, there is a theory that says that it's 4 years off, and that's why the Tzitz Eliezer writes in the Tshuva that it's mutter because it's really 4 years off. But you take a look at the Svarim, I'll show you, there's a Tshuva in the Lahiris Nosim, there's a Tshuva in Ber Moshe, and it's very interesting. The Ber Moshe writes, and he was a little, when he was a young boy in Yeshiva, his English teacher told him that the reason why it's 4 years off is because 4 years later, after he was born, is when the Oisa Ish went and saw the Choshech. And he started to go in this certain direction, okay? But the point is, the Ber Moshe says, any pshat that you're going to use, what's the difference? At the end of the day, is it 4 years off because he saw the Choshech? Is it 4 years off because it's a little bit off? What is the intention of using the AD? The AD is somehow to give credence to the Oisei Ish. Even if it's incorrect, and they went and they corrected it by 170 years, whatever it was. They made that adjustment. At the end of the day, what is the kavona in the date? The kavona in the date is to be misyachas to the Oisei Ish. So all for the emesis, this whole mahalach of pshat is a very shver pshat, because at the end of the day, you still oivel ois haskiru, because the intentions is to date back to this date. So this is still very shver with any of these pshatim. But l'maaseh rabbi, I'm going to ask you a kasha, which is even stronger and harder to understand than all of these kashas, because long before the Chassam Sofer wrote it, and the Ramshik wrote their tshuvas, I will show you numerous times that the tshuvas for him use the secular dates. There's a, the Rama writes in a tshuva in Or Olam, in Simen Nun Aleph, the Rama writes a Cherem, and he writes the Cherem was written an Elev Tov Kuf Mem Vav L'Chodesh December. So you see the Rama in the 1500s, 1546, used the English date. The Shach writes a letter to a philosopher, he writes Gimel February 1660. Okay, so number one, long before the Chassam Sofer, they've been using the Goyisha dates. But even stronger than that, the Chassam Sofer himself, in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Gimel, has a tshuva where he accepts testimony about an aguna. And he has, the problem was he had a chashash of the to this aguna because there was a discrepancy in the testimony. One person said that the aguna, the husband was killed on October 10, 1809. One person said that the husband was killed on October 9, 1810. So you see that even the Chassam Sofer in tshuvas used the English date. And it's even more shver than that, because the Chassam Sofer, if you look in Drushas Chassam Sofer, there's two times in the Drushas where you see the English date clearly quoted. There's a very famous speech in the Chassam Sofer to the 60th birthday to the Kaiser Franz Josef, and in it he goes and he writes the English date on top of that speech. So now we have a problem. All the Achronim before the Chassam Sofer used the secular date. The Chassam Sofer himself used the secular date. So if that's the case, how do we understand the instant the Chassam Sofer wouldn't ask for something that he himself actually did? So now the emphasis is the kasha on the Chassam Sofer is not so shver, because a lot of tshuvas pointed out that the dates written in the Chassam Sofer was really after the Chassam Sofer died. And since the dates written in the Chassam Sofer were after the Chassam Sofer died, they must have been the person who was putting it together, the Drosh Chassam Sofer, stuck in those dates. I mean, you look at the date in the Chassam Sofer, it's 80 years before the Chassam Sofer died. We know the concept of Sifsoisis Davis Bekeva, when you say over somebody's Torah, but it's pretty hard to write once you're in the Keva. So the Chassam Sofer obviously couldn't have written those dates. But more than that, the emphasis is as follows. The emphasis is, if you take a good look at the Chassam Sofer, the emphasis is all these dates, states on necessary dates. What I mean is as follows. You take a look at that shuva there by Franz Josef. And you look in the footnotes, the Chasam Sofer writes, they write something beautiful. The Chasam Sofer teaches that b'shiva Hashem es shiva siyon hayini kecholmen. One day we're going to realize that everything was like a cholm. What does it mean everything was like a cholm? That while we were dreaming, okay, Hashem was taking care of us. And the Chasam Sofer writes a very interesting thing. He writes that there was a tremendous revolution, and there were people who were killing themselves out. The two Medinas were literally shechting themselves out. So he says he had a kasha. Why would they go to the extent to slaughter each other out? Two smart nations just to go and kill each other and to go at each other's throats. So Chasam Sofer writes that the terrors of the kasha is, you know why they were killing each other? Because the Eibishter wanted they should rather kill each other and take their mind off Klal Yisrael, not to kill Yidden. Maybe that answers a lot of questions in current events. Okay? The Chasam Sofer says, Loma Rokshi Goyim Ilimim Yegi Lirik. Chasam Sofer teaches, why should all the Goyim, there should be such a distraction, Ilimim, all the nations of the world, Yegi, should be busy, Lirik, for no reason, kill yourself for no reason. The Teretz is, Yitzyatzvi Malchi Hashem, Al Hashem Val Mashichoi. If not for the fact that the Goyim would invest their energy to kill each other, you know what they would do instead? They would end up being killing Klal Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer therefore writes, there was a whole revolution, and therefore he writes, do you know why the Chasam Sofer writes the date? Because the date is to tell us when the revolution is, and it also points to a special secular story that happened when it was a plan from, he writes, from King Ferdinand, where they were supposed to go and kill people in Klal Yisrael, and therefore the date is so important, because or else you won't understand the history of what was happening there. And if you take a look at the Sefer Mishmeres Sholem, he has an important point. He says, the Chasam Sofer writes, the Yiddish date, and then he adds to that, to whatever the limisporam to the Goyish date. So the Mishmeres Sholem writes, that any time you write the word limisporam to their counting, it becomes mutter to do so. And that's why you see in a lot of documents, you see there's the Yiddish date, and then it says the Goyish date, limisporam. Now, a lot of places can say, that doesn't really answer the question, because I can go and say the name of the Avodah Zorah, and all I got to say is according to their counting. When I say according to their counting, so you'll ask doubly, you'll say, what is their counting? Oh, so now you again, Mishyach is back to the Avodah Zorah. So the heta of limisporam is not so poshut. So there are others that write that the answer to the question is that, let's say, a person taka lives next door to a church, right? But there's no way to get to his house, only, that's the only direction, which means it's less braver, there's no other choice. So, in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, I don't want to go into the whole discussion, but they write that when there is no other choice, like in these following cases that we mentioned, so then you taka have to write the English date. Now, you take a look, all the examples I gave, the Chaim written by the Rama was written to the government, the Tshuva written of the Aguna, of the Chasam Sofer, was written based on death certificates, okay? The Shach Shuvah was written to a Goyisha philosopher. And if that's the case, when it's a less Breira, then it's Mutter. And if you think about it, it goes even a step further. Why does it go even a step further? Because there's two in Yonam. Number one, in these cases, you have no Breira whatsoever about what you're doing. That's number one. But why, when you have no Breira, it's Mutter? Because the Teretz is as follows. The Issa was, if Shema Lehim Achayim Lo Saskiru, don't go and start to remind me the names of the Goyim. But there are times where your intentions is not to remind you the name of the Goyim, but rather you have no choice, which means you have to point out a certain date. The only way to be able to point out this specific date is by saying that time, by being maskir that time. So there are poskim that want to say that the answer to all these questions is two in Yonim. Number one, that there is so no Breira, and number two, besides the fact that there's no Breira, if you write limisporam, that automatically becomes mutter. Those are the two mahalachim. So far we have already three mahalachim. One mahalach is that the date is off. The other mahalach is that when you write limisporam, it becomes mutter. The third mahalach is that when you're dating to a... the third mahalach is that when you have no breira, it's mutter. And others say that bezman hazeh, it goes even a step further. Because bezman hazeh, when a person says 2006, does it even dawn upon him that 2006 has something to do with the Sfiris Hanoitzri of Oisei Ha'ish? So that's why there's a tshuva written in Tzitz Eliezer, where the Tzitz Eliezer writes as follows. He says, Be'etzem, he says, when you go and you write it, there's no issa whatsoever. And he says, the only issa will be if you taka write, like you see in Old Svarim, in the Eretz Yisrael especially, they write in Rosh HaTevis, Lamet Samach Yud Pei Nun, which means the date with Sfiris Hanoitzri. But if the date does not date back to Sfiris Hanoitzri, then it's no problem whatsoever. So those are the different shittas. However, With all of that, you still find that there are certain machmirim. So the Be'er Moshe, who is, you see in his shuvah that he did a lot of work on this topic, Sai researching it from a historical point of view, Sai researching it from a Torah point of view, and the Be'er Moshe writes at the end of the day that he has another mahalach. His mahalach is that he never writes the year of the century. He wrote a shuvah in 1981. He says when he writes a check, he writes 981 or 81. That's what he writes. And then he adds on, interesting point. He says in his whole life, not one check ever came back to him. But then he adds on an even more important point. He says, if there was money in the account. This is what he writes to Be'er Moshe. He says that nobody ever sent me back a check that was written as 981 if there was money backing it. I guess he also had his issues with rubber checks. But the Kitzah Maisa. So therefore, so the Be'er Moshe, you see, it's interesting, he doesn't accept any of these things, and even on top of all of that, he went and he never wrote the year of the century. And I saw others were not so impressed with it, because others said at the end of the day, you're writing 81. What does 81 mean? 81 to something, it's definitely not the Yiddish calendar, so again you're going back to the Sfiris HaNoitzvi. The emes is that the Avner Yoshpe writes a tshuva, where he says that he doesn't understand the Ramshik in the first place. He says that the Ramshik is mechudishik to start with, because if Hashem Elohim Achayim loy saskiru, he learned in a moir the Gelandis that loy saskiru means not the nifal of loy saskiru, don't remind, but loy saskiru, don't let it become reminded because of you. He says a very shver lundis to learn in the first place, and he has a gevalda garaya. He says that there's a tshuva written chavis yoy if a person is allowed to say the name of oisei ish. It's brought down in pisket tshuva, and al pi aloch a person is allowed to say the name of oisei ish because the reason is there happens to be the time is because there are many people that have the name. We have in yeshiva one of our the janitor that usually does not do his job, so it happens to be that's his name. So what do you so you're not allowed to, so therefore the chavis yoy says you're allowed to say his name. So shrekti the avne yoshpe. If you're going to tell me that there's a concept of lois askiru, don't let it become reminded because of you, how are you allowed to say that name? So the Terence says that to learn, he says, to learn the Maramshik, that lois askiru means don't let it because of you become reminded, is a stretch. Okay, it happens to me, I just want to be moisif, because I don't want anybody to come with a mistake. Elach Yidin will always mock, but still not to say the name of Oisio Ish. You see, they always added on a certain Shem Genai. But al pi halach, it is mutter. And regarding the other time of Elach Yidin, same lois alechu, Cheski, he says then what you said, that if something has a reason, then there's no issa. Halacha lemaisa, the clearly were machmirim, avad the person that's mekel has amalismoy. However, one thing which seems to be all the paiskim amachriya, in an official document where you have no choice, avad you have what we make on. You're writing a personal letter, or if you're writing your own date for yourself, avad bevad it's toiv, it's a better thing to do to write the Yiddish date, not the Goyish date. Number one, because you have all the problems that we mentioned, and number two, because we said clearly that when you do use the Yiddish date, you, like the Chasam Sofer wrote, you mekayim the your emun and bris ha'olam, and avada in a regular letter when it's shaykh, you should use the Yiddish date. Now, the truth is that the topic doesn't stop here because there are two more issues which happen to be possibly are more serious than the first issue. Number one, there is regarding using the days of the week. If you take a look, there's a Ramban. The Ramban says on a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, he brings down a Mechilta, he brings down a Yitzchak, says that when we say Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatshoy, you're supposed to say every single day of the week. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. You should not say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but rather you should count the days based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As I say it in the Mechilta. Sheet is Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Be'er Moshe says, I don't understand how people use Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's what he writes. It's interesting, in the Divrei Yoel, in Simon Tezvov, the Samarov got a letter from a cousin of his who was known as the Lapisharov, that was his name. He writes them very respectfully. And this Rav had tainus on the Samarov that the Samarov never was marked within the shuvas to write Yoim Aleph Beis Gimel because you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekashoy. So the Samarov writes back to him, he says, number one, he says, there is no mitzvah to write Sunday, Monday, there is no mitzvah to be Mahadah to remind the day. The Samarov says, if you could remind remind the day. If you do remind the day, it's better to do it that way, but you don't have to remind the day of the week. But then the Samarav adds on, at the end of the Shuvah, he says as follows. He says that this Rabbi Yitzchak is a Das Yochid, he brings down, and he says that it's only a mitzvah, it's not a chiyav, and then he says that you want to know when we're mekayim that mitzvah, we're mekayim it once a day. How are we mekayim that mitzvah? Say the yoyim. And he says the say the yoyim to be mekayim the mechilta of zachos yom shabbos lekatshrei, but not to tell me that in general you are over if you don't go and call it yoyim rishon and yoyim sheni. So this there clearly are mekilim to use the day of the week. Now
it's a
hiddah
to use it.
Yeah. Listen, it's a hiddah. You know, listen, there's a lot of doing we should do. Yeah, one thing clear: if somebody does his mekayim a sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak in the mechilta, if you start to call it, but if you're going to go around to people and say good morning, how's your third day of the week going? You know, they're going to look at you like you need a lot of hiddurim done to you. So you know, it's a hard thing to be mahadar on, and you know what I'm saying? It's but clearly you're right. It is a hiddah if a person. What's that?
It could be you're learning mekayim.
Yeah, but the thing is that Zohar, he wants to say the Samrav runs me down the Shuvah that Zohar is when Kiddush. He has a whole arichas on it.
Kiddush, you don't make 6 times a day.
Yeah, yeah, no, but he's being choylik that the general opinion is not like Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, it happens to be that the hardest thing to understand this whole topic we didn't even discuss yet, and that is how we use the months of the year. January, February, right? April, May, June, all the months of the year. That's even more difficult to understand. Why? The old calendar, first of all, was a winterless calendar. There was 10 months a year in the calendar. There was only 304 days in the calendar. The winter had no calendar. They waited for the season to be over. That's how it worked way back when. This is in the Roman era. They added 2 more months. The 2 months that were added were the winter months, January and February. Now, the problem is that I'll start to tell you what the months mean.
The months they added was July
and
August.
What's that? No, July and August was changed in the Romans times. July was for Julius Caesar. August was for Augustus, right? That they had, but they had 10 months. The 2 months that were missing were January and February. Those are the months that were added. They were renamed. July and August were renamed after from a number to the name of the Caesar. But the added months are January and February. Now, why is it so important how many months a year there were? Because I'll tell you each month what it actually means. The months are Latin words, okay? And 3 or possibly 4 of the months happen to be the names of Getchkes, okay? January happens to be the Getchke of the door, okay? Iwana in Latin, it means a door. Why is it the Getchke of the door? Because it's the opening of the year. So to use the Chodesh January is a little bit hard to understand. How do we use the Chodesh January? February also comes from Februm, which is the 15th of the month. They used to have a big holiday, which is means a certain holy day. March was a Getchke that referred to war. Okay, April is uncertain what April actually means. Some suggest that April is from the Latin word adrier. Adrier means to open because the flowers start to open in April. But June, the Pashas for sure is an Avodah Zarah. I mean, whoever, I don't have to go into it, but there's June and there's Jupiter. There was the 2 Avodah Zarahs. One was in male, one in female. They were husband and wife. I mean, Chalil v'chas. But the truth is that you start to look through these months and you realize one after another happens to be the Pesachas 2 Avodah Zarah. June and July, you mentioned already what it July and August, you mentioned. September, October, November, December is no issue whatsoever because September is in Latin is septi, right? Is 7, okay? October is act, is 9, an octogenarian, right? November is novem, means 9, and December means 10, okay? In Latin, I thought you were only 10 months in the original calendar. So, but the point is that these chadashim clearly seem to go back to the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, how do we use the names of these chadashim? So a lot of Paiskim say that's not an issue because these Avodah Zarahs are long obsolete. They have bittul, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever. That's the bepashas, the pshat. The emes is roiv of the chadashim, as I showed, are numbers and names. There's only 3 of them bepashas that are really an issue. 3, possibly 4. Okay, but what's that?
I would say that they're using the names after the Avodah Zarah because according to them, it's an issue was the Avodah Zarah. What would say the years are based?
No, they're different. They're earlier. These
right, but I'm saying why would they continue to? They are based on number. But we're saying if you're saying that the 2006 or 2007 is based on Isa Ish, mm-hmm.
So David, the answer to your question is that in those the goyim, okay, believe in more than one of Avodah Zarah, and they accepted more than one of Avodah Zarah in many. That's the whole Gemara in Sanhedrin Lama Tess. If you want Sanariches, there was Hormuz and there was two Avodah Zarahs. The Gemara brings down the goyim have the ganzen the hepach belief of the truth. We know that the Rabbein Shalom controls everything, and that's why we also know Avodah Zarah is because there's no steers. Everything always kedusha and ruchnis. The goyim, they always separated. They separated kedusha. And they separated Gashmis. They fell to a different Avodah Zarah that controlled different things. There was war, there was rain, there was fertility. You understand? They always said, but we, on the other hand, know the truth. The truth is that, that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that, yes, they Taka believed in a certain, in many. And they had no problem with many. There was not a steer to the contradiction. But the answer is to this question at the end of the day, it's bottle. That's not really much of a issue. Now, I just want to touch, I'll take a question because I want to just touch on one more issue. However, I want you to know that the word people, there's a tshuva from the Rav from Bilgerai, who was the Belzer Rebbe's brother, and from others who were makbid not to write it in number form, like 1-1, 8-8, right? 12-3. There were some Gedolim who were makbid not to write that. Why? Because there's a halacha, this is a Ramban and Pasha's boy, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, there's a mitzvah to be moiner the Chadoshim to Nisan. Now, when Bishlam, if you write a name, right? If you write a name, Nishkefela. But if you go and you write a number, right? If you write a number, you write 12-3, so now already you moiner to the Goyish Amon. So some Paiskim say it's not an issue. And the reason is because the only way you can count to the Yiddish Chadoshim is if you count according to the Levona. If you count to the Goyish calendar, then there's no way to count in this kind of way. So some Paiskim say it's not an issue. However, I want to tell you, on this already I have seen Machmirim, that are Machmanat. I know Rebelski he never writes the number. So I happen to be that the people that want a Mamish be Mahadr, this is what I've seen on everything, what they do is as follows. They do is when they write a this is when it's possible, obviously. A lot of times you can't do it in forms. When they write a check, what they do is, if it's a regular chaydish, like I discussed, many that are no problem, then they write the whole month. But they don't write the number. If it's a chaydish that you can't write the name, because they can't, rather, because they're makbid, on the mahadah, rather, because really it's bottle in the shame of Avodah Zarah, so they write Jan, J-A-N, then they write the number, and then they go and they actually write the, name of the year. Lemaisa, on the year, we definitely found Makilim on a private document that you're writing to yourself or a letter, it's Kedai to be Machma. Okay, but besides that, we found Makilim. On the months, the clearly are Makilim. On the numbers, the are Machmirim, and it's Kedai if a person could. If you don't, Avada with Yesha Ma Lismach, if you have no choice, but if you could, it's Kedai to be Machma on that too.
Good.